the intro.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Coffee with Cashy. I am your host, Dr. Trevor Cashy. We are on our last lesson of this stress mitigation management amelioration prevention miniature series, part three, on purpose. This last lesson here, we're covering purpose, right? And there are plenty of functional and equivalent terms for purpose, right? There's meaning is one, reasons, intentionality, okay? It's really just going on, okay? The reasons for going on, the intentionality for going on, why you're going on, the meaning of what you are doing, okay? The classic book that comes to mind, many minds, or even just quotations from the book that some people may actually be ignorant that it is from this book, okay, is Man's Search for Meaning by Dr. Viktor Frankl. There's an aphorism of this I cite frequently, and it's that between stimulus and response, there's a space. And in that space is the power to choose our response, and our response lies our growth and our freedom. The book came out in the 50s, I think the late 50s, if I remember correctly. And for those of you that have some knowledge gaps about Dr. Frankl, it's both motivational and inspirational to have an idea of where such aphorisms arose. Dr. Viktor Frankl was Jewish. He was a psychiatrist. He lived in Germany before World War II. From what I remember, he had a large family by extension, and they were arrested, quote, quote, quote. Eventually, they, he included, were funneled into concentration camps. Because of his background and proclivity for behavior and cognition, he started to notice differences between people in the camps. Some of them died pretty fast, too fast for their age and health status, given the conditions. And some of them lived oddly long, arbitrarily too long for the age and health status given the conditions. That raises the question, what is the difference? What is the difference? What prompted some people to pass away in those gruesome conditions and some of those people trucking along and living in those gruesome conditions? Dr. Frankl, instead of taking a physiological stance, takes a philosophical, more specifically an existential stance, that the people who had meaning in their lives were more likely to transcend the living conditions, or the dying conditions, as it were, even if they were sick and or decrepit, and the people who passed away either had meaning and lost it, or felt they lived futile or empty existence anyway. To that end, he actually ends up paraphrasing Nietzsche, of all people, one of the most misunderstood pessimistic philosophers in existence. A conversation about pessimism is well beyond the scope of this, and that's okay. Just know that pessimism is closer to realism, trying to look at things as how they really are and trying to make the most of it, rather than tricking ourselves into thinking things are better and then try and make ourselves feel good about life that way, right? So Nietzsche, in Twilight of the Idols, says, if we have our own why in life, we shall get along with almost anyhow. And for a lot of people who throw down the why terminology, I chuckled to myself wondering if a lot of people know that it's actually from one of the world's foremost pessimistic philosophers, which is kind of fun. It's something to consider, okay? For Dr. Frankl, his why, his reason, his intentionality, whichever term you fancy, was his family. And this loops back to connectedness as one of the resilience-cultivating lifestyle factors for mitigating, preventing, and managing stress. Specifically, it was his wife, and he thinks to himself as he's trudging through his meek existence in the concentration camp about marrying his wife again when they reunite with each other. Where would they marry? Who would they invite? How he'd propose to her the next time, the second time? What would they eat? What would be the menu at their wedding, right? There's a multiple-fold purpose for this, and any TKN vet would see, and anyone else can see, there's quite a few good things coming out of this. There's looking into the future. There's strengthening the connection and routinely reconnecting with family, in this case, his wife, even if it is psychologically and it's fabricated. That's okay. Remember the fuzzy pole, right? Very effectively distracting himself from the current situation. Lots of details go into a typical wedding, unless you're the amazing Mrs. Cashy and just ask me what I'm doing on Friday and then get a dress off Amazon, head to the courthouse, and then go camping for the weekend. anyway, the whole purpose was that his life beyond the camp with his wife and the rest of his family. Rather, the whole purpose was his life beyond the camp with his wife and the rest of his family, parents, siblings, children, etc., that got him through those, to put it tactfully, difficult times until he was free of the camp and the war had ended. However, when he was reunited with his family, tragically, only he and his sister made it through, and everyone died. They died. So Dr. Frankl put on his existential cap yet again and drummed up a whole new purpose for living, and it was to presumably share these life-changing, indeed life-saving insights for the rest of the world, to the rest of the world. The people around him, strangers, family, everyone, they were dying of the stress-filled conditions. He had managed to develop a technique systematically to make it through stress-filled environments that were literally killing people all around him, including the ones he loved and was closest to. In my ignorant appraisal of his philosophy, where I turn to is a maxim of sorts that he's able to turn suffering into perseverance, okay? He was able to turn a sufferable situation, sufferable for others, into a situation of perseverance for himself. His perspective went from a caged animal counting down the days to his death to biding his time and counting the days up until his liberation. From here, he wrote his book, Man's Search for Meaning, and creating his own school of psychotherapy called Logotherapy. It's funny that really people seldom hear anything about Logotherapy anymore, but that's probably because of how insanely successful it is, was, became. Is that it actually kind of integrated itself into the bedrock of human psychological and philosophical study. In other words, it became one of the very philosophical foundations of thinking about humanity and the stress humans endure, rather than just being one of the flavors du jour in terms of what sort of style of therapy am I going to have to get through my stress. This is included in the bedrock of how humans operate. That's how serious it is, and that's how effective and meaning-filled it is, so to speak. So what is your intention? What is your purpose? Where do you find meaning? The source of your psychological vitamins, that precious sustenance you feed on during the lean times when stress is high. The point of all this is beyond extreme conditions like Dr. Frankl's, it applies just as well or even more to our day-to-day trudge through life. Every day we encounter frustrations that challenge our sense of fairness, our path to achievement. They upset us emotionally or keep us from doing otherwise banal things, just want to do regular stuff and we still have trouble. In other words, just plain old living can be a pain in the ass. And in many circumstances, that catches up with us, and that makes it harder to do smart stuff and easier to do dumb stuff. Which then, you guessed it, perpetuates all the crap that eats away at our sanity and makes us wonder, I am so damn stressed out. What the hell is the point of doing any of this stuff I'm doing? And that's where Dr. Frankl comes to the literal rescue when he says, paraphrased, everything can be taken from you except for one thing, the last of your freedoms to choose your attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose your own way. Thank you for learning. Stay rational. Until next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Kashi? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Kashi is out.